Welcome in to another edition of the Believe in Texas Rangers podcast. I am your host, Wyatt Huskins. The Rangers fall 6-5 2 days ago to the Mets in extra innings. I decided to take the day yesterday not to record, take some deep breaths, and get over this loss because did the Mets really win? Or did the Texas Rangers, our team, did we just lose? Did they just lose? I tend to go with the other one. Bases loaded, top of the 10th, nobody out. You know, Travis Jankowski, let me preface this by saying Travis Jankowski having a above one more season this year is truly incredible. I will be forever grateful for what he contributed to this team at the beginning of the season, especially his ability to just get on base. You have the tools of the defense, but the way he was able to get hits and get on base, leg out some hits, really be a huge impact on the bases. After last night, 2 nights ago, excuse me, I need to see JP Martinez more against righties and left. Like I said, 1.3 WAR this season, which is crazy. That's not what you expect of a guy who you almost cut coming out of spring training. The call was made. And then it was like, oh, wait a minute. We got Leody. Leody's actually not coming back for a minute. We need a guy like Travis Jankowski on this team. And it has been a really fun ride with him. I'm not saying to cut him. I think his presence on the bench as a fourth outfielder is going to be great. However, I would like to see a little bit more of what JP Martinez can do. Had a great year in AAA. Let's see what he can do in the majors. And of course, in the bottom of the inning, the Mets have the same scenario. Bases loaded, nobody out. And of course, Aroldis Chapman hits DJ Stewart with a pitch. And there it is. They win. The Rangers lose. Whichever one you want. But it didn't feel good. I'll tell you what. Chapman he's allergic to end-of-the-game situations. It's kind of crazy for a guy who was this all-time closer. Dude can rock and roll in the eighth inning. If we're turning it over to Chapman in the eighth, I feel great about our chances to win, especially when you have a guy like Will Smith come in after Jose Leclerc gives up the two-run homer and shuts down the Mets for an inning and two-thirds to, you know, really come in and say, oh, hey, maybe it's time to turn this thing around, turn this ship around in terms of his performance in the month of August. Hopefully that bodes well for the rest of the season as we enter September today. The call-ups are supposed to be happening at some point. I haven't seen any news from the Rangers front. I imagine. I was going to say Jonathan Hernandez. Jose Fernandez. Man, it is one of those days. Jonathan Hernandez. I expect him. I think it's going to be either him or Grant Anderson who gets the pick from the pitching side. I think. I don't imagine it's Owen White. I don't understand why they have, I don't know, this trepidation about bringing him back up. Maybe it's Cody Bradford, actually. We haven't seen him in a while. Would like to see him maybe get some more innings. I thought he did some great things for us throughout the season when he was up with the Major League team. So who knows? We'll see what the roster move is as we get later into the day. But if Will Smith can be that guy again out of the bullpen, that will be a huge help. Martin Perez, doing Martin Perez things, getting double plays. Three innings, no runs, walk and a strikeout, four hits. I'll take it. From a guy who has traditionally been a starter, has only come out of the bullpen for one other team, that's the Boston Red Sox, in one other season. Hey, you like to see that he can go out there and give you three innings, especially after Dane, you know, gives you 74 pitches, four innings, three runs. You take that. You take Martin giving you production out of the bullpen every single chance you can. We'll see if he can continue it. I'm excited now a little bit, at least a little excited, because if he can come out and kind of be that Dane Dunning role we saw earlier, if they flip-flop roles, you know, it'd be really great to see. I think Martin is capable of it. I think his competitiveness is not going to allow him to, you know, not accept this challenge fully. And I think you see that on the field for sure. You know, you waste a Corey Seager, another great Corey Seager game. Isn't it crazy that if there wasn't a guy named Shohei Ohtani, that Corey Seager would undoubtedly be the American League MVP? I mean, this guy is doing things I've never really seen, especially not since, like, on this team, right? I haven't seen a pure talent in the box like this since, like, Josh Hamilton, peak Josh Hamilton. And Corey Seager is better, I think, in terms of hitting. Not to mention he's giving you above average defense at short, by the way. If I haven't mentioned that already, he is. That's a fact. Outs above average. I think he's in the 60th percentile on Baseball Savant at short. I'll take it. I'll take it for sure. And then, you know, Adolis has a good game. So you'd like to see that, right? He's been the big struggle, especially in the month of August. Words are hard today. It is difficult. In the month of August, that's what happens. It's a long season, right? Adolis has been the biggest struggle on this team. You see him being able still to hit the ball hard. If he can just get that patience back, the willingness to hold off on pitches way outside, which I think he will. I think he will turn it around. I think September, you know, coming back home, getting a day off yesterday, Adolis likes hitting at home. That's hopefully that will get him right. This road trip, it's been a long road trip. Our last three city road trip of the season. And so getting guys home, Adolis, hopefully that ignites him a little bit going forward down the stretch. Marcus Semien, we really need him to get it going. When Marcus Semien is doing Marcus Semien things, hitting 280, getting on base at a 350 clip, driving the ball into left field, pulling the ball with some power, that ignites this lineup from top to bottom. It doesn't matter, especially when you have guys like Leody heating back up, Ezekiel Duran heating back up to get on base in front of Marcus Semien. That one spot in the lineup is so, so important to this team specifically because Marcus Semien does so much. He brings so much to the table. And so over his last 15, hitting 227 with a 695 OPS, I'm going to need to see more out of our captain. That is for sure. And and he will get it back. I think there's no question about it. Like I said, getting back home, a lot of these guys enjoy hitting at home. I mean, we all know that it's Corey's house. But, it's not just, like, he is not the only one that loves hitting at home. Marcus Semien, an OPS of about 52 points higher. No, 62 points higher. Home versus on the road. This guy, we need him to do Marcus Semien things. We got the Twins in town the second time we faced them in like a week. So that's always interesting, right? When you see a team super recently and then you have some of the same guys, you're going to see some of the same guys on the pitching side for them. It's going to be Joe Ryan tonight. What we saw out of him, his first start back from the injured list, first two times through the order, was really good. Really had a lively fastball. It was only sitting, I think, at like 92 or 93, maybe getting up to 94. But he's just got, it seems he has a lot of extension, right? Guys aren't seeing it out of his hand that well. He really did well through the first two times through the lineup. Ran into some trouble in the fifth, and then he was pulled after that. I believe that was, I mean, it's a safe chance to say, safe bet to say that that was one that the Rangers lost. Hopefully we can do something against him in his second. Is this going to be his second start since coming back off the IL? I believe so. Maybe not. Yes, it will be. So he'll face Texas back-to-back. I like our chances in the second matchup just because the guys will have seen him again. This version of Joe Ryan right before. You know, they were talking about this on the broadcast, especially the national broadcast on Saturday night. And I believe that was the game. Yeah. So maybe that was the game that we won. There's so many of these games. When they were talking about Joe Ryan, saying before he came off the IL, he was actually injured and was pitching very poorly. I mean, in his last seven, a 6.82 ERA, last 15, 5.67. That's pretty nuts. And so pitching through that injury did not help. He seemed to have been healthy. So we could be getting this good version of Joe Ryan again. However, like I said, I think the lineup, a second time, coming off this loss with a day in between, wanting to start this home trip, or this homestand, I should say. We're not going anywhere. It's not a trip. This homestand, wanting to start that off well, getting a win. I'm going to book it. I'm going to go ahead and book it. We got Max Scherzer on the mound, by the way. I haven't mentioned him at all. Been absolutely electric as a starter for this team since coming over to the Rangers in five starts, a 2.64 ERA. I'll take it. 40 strikeouts and 30 and two-thirds of an inning. I'm just saying. It seems like a recipe for success tonight if this bullpen does not implode once again. We need Max Scherzer to go six or seven, preferably seven. If we can just limit it to two arms coming out of the bullpen, hey, offense, we really need you tonight. Please. Let's get quite a few insurance runs. Let's let Max go as far as he can and see what we can do tonight. It's going to be an interesting matchup to see this team twice in a week. It always delivers interesting results, in my opinion. So I'm excited to see where we go tonight. Down on the farm, Evan Carter in AAA. He's not doing too bad, I believe. Let me get my numbers here for you. Hitting 500 since being called up to AAA. Is it just three games or whatever? Yes. But now, hitting out of the leadoff spot, getting on base three out of the five times with a double, his first double, first extra base hit. No. Yes. Maybe. In AAA, a lot of fun to see what he can do there. And then Dane Acker, a couple nights ago, wanted to point him out. He has a 3.08 ERA this season between high A Hickory and double A Frisco. Or maybe that's just in Frisco. He's done some great things. Really excited to see what he can continue bringing to the minor league clubs. See if he can make... I don't think this year he will be called up to AAA. I think it'll be next year. But another young guy, 24, kind of under the radar guys. When we have our top-end prospects on the pitching side, guys like used to be Colwyn, right? Like, what happened to Colwyn? This guy is just imploded. So when you have him really, really struggling, when you have Owen White in AAA not doing that well, when you have a guy like Jack Leiter having a 5+ ERA in AA, you got to have guys, these lower tier prospects, right? Dane Acker. You got Zach Kent, went three shutout innings in his latest start. You have to have these guys really step up in the minor leagues and be prepared to take on some innings, like Cody Bradford, another guy, huge. So hopefully those group of guys can continue their success in the minor leagues, and if called upon with Cody this year and in the future, Dane Acker, Zach Kent, that'll be huge for this organization. And it to continue its winning ways after Minnesota, going back to the major league club shortly. After Minnesota, we got three games against the Houston Astros at home, the last series of the season between these two clubs. If you're in Arlington, make it out. You got to buy the tickets. You can't, like, you cannot let these guys make this a 50-50 split down the middle at our home field. We have to have home field advantage. They travel well. They travel well up to Arlington. We'll see how that goes. After that, we got the A's. And then we start our second to last road trip of the season. Really looking forward to this twin series. Like I said, I think I would look for this team to come back and try to show the league and themselves that, hey, that losing streak, that was a fluke. Let's take this series against a team that we lost 3 out of 4. Let's really be aggressive tonight. Let's try to get back to playing Rangers baseball. Hopefully, Nathan Eovaldi, I think he threw a light bullpen the other day, getting closer to returning every day. Hopefully, no more setbacks, especially with that tightness in his side. And then Josh Jung, at some point, we are supposed to see him at some point before the regular season ends. If I had a guess, if it would be an ideal situation, probably at home against Boston, the next homestand after we have 7 games on the road. To see him come back in the Boston series would be amazing. I don't know if that will be possible. Not a lot of updates coming out of the Rangers on Josh Jung. They are usually pretty tight-lipped about any organizational news. I think that's going to do it for this edition of the Believe in Texas Rangers podcast. You know, we got, like I said, we got the Twins coming up for this whole weekend. And it should be a great, great, great series. Looking for the series win. Get back on track. Hopefully tie the division back up. That's the one thing I didn't mention because it hurts to say. 1 game back of the American League West, first place in the American League West. Wow, I said that so weird. This has been a struggle today. I think that's why we're ending it a little early. That's going to do it for this edition of the Believe in Texas Rangers podcast. Be sure to like, be sure and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And until next time, make it a good one.